India is rapidly emerging as one of the leading economies of the world, but still we are grappling with the grave and pervasive issue of child labor, a challenge that significantly undermines its social fabric and economic development. The census conducted in 2011 has revealed that more than 10.1 million children of the age group of 5 to 14 years are working as child labor in different areas of India. This distressing statistic is a stark reflection of the harsh realities faced by many children, particularly in sectors such as agriculture, mining, and domestic work, where they are systematically deprived of access to education and basic security. The other issues that are connected with child labor problem in India are poverty, illiteracy, and social factor. Families struggling with financial hardship often forced to work to supplement their meager incomes. Despite the existence of a strong legal frameworks, enforcement remains a challenge, and millions of children continue to suffer, trapped in exploitative labor conditions. In this article, the main laws and acts that regulate child labor in India and explore the necessary measures required to ensure the effective enforcement of these legal provisions. Defining child labor, legal perspectives and social implications. Child labor, in its simplest form, refers to the exploitation of children in various forms of work or businesses, where they are denied fundamental rights such as education, health, and personal liberty. According to the Child Labor Prohibition and Regulation Act, 1986, child labor is defined as employment definition. The employment or engagement of the child in any enterprises or occupation where it is highly likely to interfere with the child's education that exposes the child to physical, mental or moral degradation or including hazardous occupations as specified under the Act. This legal definition of child labor lays down the precursors to how Indian law distinguishes between exploitative child labor and permissible forms of child labor. For example, children aged 14 years and older may work in family enterprises, provided it does not hinder their education or well-being. This difference corresponds to India's socio-cultural and contextual reality, where children employ their parents in family businesses without being exposed to exploitation and abuse. However, this provision has its inherent challenges. Exploitation risk. The exemption granted to family enterprises has often been exploited by unscrupulous employers, leading to circumvention of child labor regulations. Enforcement difficulties. These loopholes complicate the enforcement of child labor laws, making it difficult to protect children from exploitation. Indian laws relating to child labor and their impact. In India, there are several key laws which have been enacted to combat inhumane practice of child labor. Below are brief details of each law followed by their respective impacts. 1. The Child Labor Prohibition and Regulation Act, 1986. The employment of children under 14 years in any hazardous occupation is prohibited under this act. It also regulates conditions of work for children in non-hazardous jobs. The schedule of prohibited occupancies covers hazardous operations such as mining, carpet weaving, and manufacturing industries which involve use of harmful chemicals and mechanical equipment. Impact. Protects children from hazardous work environments. Raises awareness of the risks associated with child labor. Regulates working conditions for non-hazardous employment. 2. Juvenile Justice Care and Protection of Children Act 2015. According to this law, anybody who is convicted of using a child below the age of 14 years in conditions deemed dangerous faces criminal prosecution. It empowers authorities to ensure the care, protection, and rehabilitation of rescued children. The Act also highlights the education and vocational training of the children, which are also policies that can help in preventing children from embracing child labor again. Impact. A. Establishes accountability for employers engaging in child labor. B. Facilitates the rehabilitation and reintegration of rescued children. C. Emphasizes education and vocational training as preventive measures. 3. The Right of Children to Free and Compulsory Education, RTE, Act, 2009. This is an innovative act in addressing child labor indirectly by issuing a mandate of free and compulsory education for children aged 6 to 14, recognizing education as a fundamental right aimed at reducing child labor. RTE Act tries to prevent children from dropping out of school and becoming engaged in child labor. Impact. 1. Increases access to education for children, addressing poverty. 2. Aims to reduce dropout rates, decreasing the likelihood of child labor. 3. Fosters a more educated future generation. Recent amendments and developments in child labor legislation in India and latest change in child labor laws. Year 2016 saw some of the most significant amendments made to the Child Labor Prohibition and Regulation Act, broadening the definition of child labor prohibition. These amendments established stricter productivity or work standards to discourage the use of children below 14 years and adolescents in hazardous work sectors. Key highlights of the amendment include prohibition of employment. Children under the age of 14 years are prohibited in all forms of work, except for certain conditions in family enterprises and the entertainment industry, which are subject to specific regulations. Regulations for adolescents. Certain legal regulations restricting employment of youths between the ages of 14 to 18 years in hazardous occupations, including mining and construction, as well as jobs that expose them to toxic substances. Increased penalties. With these amendments, authorities can impose harsher penalties for the employers who violate child labor regulations. The penalties were increased from 20,000 rupees to 50,000 Indian rupees, and for a repeated offense, they are further subjected to imprisonment up to 3 years. The amendment aligned Indian laws with ILO, International Labour Organization, Conventions 138 and 182 addressing the issue concerning the worst forms of child labour. Although this was a positive development, compliance is still a problem, particularly in the rural and informal economy subsectors. List of hazardous occupations for child labor. Mining and extraction industry. 1. Mining, coal, gold, and other minerals. 2. Quarrying operations. Construction and infrastructure. 1. Construction work. 2. Demolition and excavation activities. Manufacturing and production. 1. Carpet weaving. 2. Fireworks production. 3. Glass blowing. 4. Brick kiln operations. 5. Tanneries, leather production. Chemical and hazardous material handling. 1. Manufacturing with toxic chemicals, example pesticides, dyes. 2. Handling and processing of explosives. Regulatory bodies and their role. Various national and state-level agencies are implementing bodies in relation to child labor laws in India. These include the Ministry of Labor and Employment. It has the major responsibility of developing the policy, programs, and schemes intended to eradicate child labor. The ministry also manages the National Child Labor Project, commonly referred to as NCLP. Labor inspectors. These officials are supposed to visit different industries as well as workplaces so as to monitor compliance with of laws against child labor. However, considering the vast geographical areas to be covered as well as the lack of funds, the majority of areas remain with little inspection. The National Commission for Protection of Child Rights, NCPCR, an autonomous organization, it is required to oversee matters of child rights, especially the child labor. These rights violations, together with the efforts by the Commission in working with NGOs and civil society to ensure the rescued children. Child labor laws in India, a breakdown of penalties. Measures that have been laid down in India in the event of an offence of law regarding child labour are very strict, and employers who engage in child labour laws are punished legally and financially. General consequences. Civil penalties. The civil penalties include fines, compensation to affected children, or other financial penalties for the violators. Criminal penalties. These penalties include imprisonment, fines, or both. Closure of business. The closure of the business or establishment involved in the violation. Publicity. Public exposure of the violation, which can damage the reputation of the business or individual involved. Legal action. Legal action by affected children or their families, which can result in additional civil or criminal penalties. Penalties for offenders include: 1. The first offenders are sentenced to imprisonment for up to 2 years or a fine of 20,000 rupees to 50,000 Indian rupees. 2. In case of repeat offence, the offenders undergo stricter disciplinary measures. They are liable to imprisonment up to 36 months. 3. The Juvenile Justice Act also permits criminal prosecution of instances of child trafficking for labour purposes and also provides for harsher punishments of the convict. 4. Violation related to work hours can incur a penalty up to 10,000, imprisonment up to 1 month, or both. All these legal provisions are meant to discourage employers from putting employees through exploitative forms of work. However, due to implementation gaps and inadequate resources in enforcement agencies, offenders are hardly punished, especially in rural and unregulated areas. Note: the specific penalties may vary depending on the severity of the violation, the jurisdiction, and the applicable laws. Challenges in the enforcement of child labor laws. Despite these laws, most Indian organizations have faced numerous difficulties when trying to enforce child labor laws in India and regulations. Due to the large-scale population coupled with the problem of Indian social structure, the problem is compounded further by economic imbalance, all of which hinder the enforcement. 1. Poverty and lack of education. The main source of child labor in India is poverty. Families in the rural and poor urban regions are in a way compelled to employ child labor. Of course, education has been made free according to the provisions of the RTE Act, but children have to leave school to earn money for their families. 2. Informal economy. India has a huge informal economy segment, and it's in this sector that child labor prevails. Kids are employed in cramped premises, in small businesses, in families and home-based ventures, which are hard to police. 3. Social and cultural norms. Children are part of weak populations working together with parents in farming or other family-related businesses in many rural regions. Such work, even though does not fit the exploitative child labor definition, still hinders children from school, thus future prospects. Landmark cases impacting child labor law in India. There are several landmark cases which had significant impact on child labor law in India. Below are some of the important cases. People's Union for Democratic Rights v. Union of India, 1982. /Summary. In this landmark case referring to Article 23, Supreme Court of India held that the non-payment of minimum wages to workers, including children, constituted a violation of fundamental rights under Article 23 of the Indian Constitution, which prohibits forced labour. This case is seen as a landmark case against the forced labour and popularly known as the Asiad Workers case. Impact. The judgment played a significant role in the enforcement of minimum wage laws and brought attention to the issue of child labor in the construction industry, highlighting the exploitation of children in hazardous work environments. M.C. Mehta v. State of Tamil Nadu, 1996. Summary. Through this landmark case, petitioner M.C. Mehta sought the court's intervention to ban child labor in such dangerous occupations. This scene was later proved to be instrumental in getting the child labor ban in hazardous industries, the petition was filed specifically keeping in mind the condition of CHID workers in matchstick and fireworks industries of Shivkashi, Tamil Nadu. Impact: the Supreme Court issued guidelines directing the government to provide alternative employment to the parents or guardians of child laborers and ensure the education of the children rescued from hazardous work. The court also emphasized the importance of creating welfare funds to rehabilitate child laborers. Bachpan Bachao Andolan v. Union of India, 2011. Summary: this public interest litigation, PIL, was filed by the NGO Bachpan Bachao Andolan, BBA, to address child labor in various industries and ensure the enforcement of child labor laws. Impact: the Supreme Court ordered the government to implement stringent measures to prevent child labor and trafficking. It also directed states to conduct surveys to identify children working as laborers and ensure their rehabilitation and education. This case significantly contributed to the formulation of the Child Labor Prohibition and Regulation Amendment Act, 2016, which prohibits the employment of children below 14 years in all occupations. Measures taken by government to eradicate child labor and its schemes. In the past decades, the Indian government launched numerous programs to address this problem and promote attended schooling. 1. National Child Labor Project, NCLP. Starting in 1988, this project aims at removing the children from child labor and educates them through non-formal means and also offers vocational training to these children. NCLP centers undertake the task of early childhood development so as to prepare the children for first grade learning or to take up a vocation. /2. Midday Meal Scheme. This program of issuing lunch to all the children in the government schools has been another attraction pulling families to take their children to school. Through providing each meal within the scheme, the poverty line is broken through at least once per day, making education a more financially viable option than work. 3. Skill India. It focuses on enriching the needs of older children and adolescents as they get equipped with vocational training and likely to secure employment. The new Skill India program for the youth will help to make the young generation market-worthy instead of being a burden on the unskilled labor market. The role of NGOs and civil society in eradicating child labor. Several NGOs in India have played important roles towards fighting against child labor. Increasing its cooperation with communities, NGOs define children affected by child labor, release and reintegrate them into society. Bachpan Bachao Andolan, an organization started by Kailash Satyarthi, who is a Nobel laureate, has saved more than 1 lakh children from being child labor or trafficked. The organization was also concerned with the promotion of non-acceptance of child labor through campaigns and media. Cry, Child Rights and You, NGO. This NGO works on issues of child rights such as right to education and rights against child labor. Now it operates programs throughout India and perhaps it tries to create awareness among the communities to retain children in schools. How citizens can contribute in ending child labor? Citizens can also make significant contributions in eliminating child labor. Here are a few steps individuals can take to contribute to the cause. Report instances of child labor. If you see child labor or assume something like that, you should report it through PENCIL, Platform for Effective Enforcement for No Child Labor, portal, which is an online platform for the citizens to report cases of child labor. Support NGOs. Donations to organizations that fight against child labor as well as the offered voluntary work will assist with the rescue and restoration of child workers. Raise awareness. Education makes the citizen to sensitize the society and the laws by raising awareness of the law and its long-term impact on the eradication of child labor is useful in helping to change the society's perception, especially among the rural populace who are the major offenders. Conclusion. Child labor in India remains a major concern in India. Factors such as poverty, illiteracy, and traditional practices that hampers the process of its elimination. Effective implementation, improved support available for regulatory organizations, and sustained grassroots education will be critical in forming a future where every child in India can exercise his or her right to not only education, but also protection from the vile ill treatments mentioned in Section 15 of the Constitution of India. While the path to change is undoubtedly challenging, it is not insurmountable. With the collective effort of all stakeholders, government, civil society, and the public, India can move towards a society where child labor is entirely unacceptable. This would spare countless children from the cruel reality of having their childhood stolen and their formative years lost to grueling labor in factories or domestic work. Frequently asked questions: is child labor age 14 or 18? In India, children under 14 are prohibited from working in any occupation, except for helping in family businesses or the entertainment industry, provided it doesn't affect their education. Adolescents aged 14 to 18 can work in non-hazardous jobs but are banned from hazardous industries like mining and chemical plants. What is the 3-Year Child Labour Act? Section 3A of the Child Labour Amendment Act, 2016 introduces penalties for employing children below 14 or adolescents in hazardous jobs. Employers face 6 months to 2 years imprisonment and fines of 20,000 rupees to 50,000 rupees for the first offense and 1 to 3 years imprisonment for repeat offenses.